Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Saturday of the 16th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, Peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do.
You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor darkness. With these simple words, St. Paul encapsulates the boundary between all human time, B.C. and A.D., before Christ and Anno Domini, that is, in the year of our Lord. One of the fundamental images of the Bible is the distinction between darkness and light, especially as light represents God and his kingdom, and darkness represents Satan and his kingdom. As Isaiah prophesies in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3, Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. This prophecy, repeated in many other places and ways, was fulfilled by the glory of the coming of the Lord in his incarnation. For as Zacharias prophesied, Christ came to give light to those who sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death. Luke 1:79. Simeon also saw the cosmic importance of the coming of Christ, when he knew he could now depart this world in peace, because his eyes had seen God's salvation, that is, Christ, who is a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. Luke 2:32. Jesus is truly the light of the world that has already been in the world for 2,000 years now. This is why his first coming was filled with glory, adorned with angels, and blazed with light, the Star of Bethlehem, for example. One of the happiest coincidences in the English language, and my personal favorite, is the coincidence between Jesus as the Son, S-O-N, and Jesus as the light-giving, life-giving Son, S-U-N, who is the light of the world. This all-important time boundary between B.C. and A.D. is not only of historical interest, but equally applies to each of our lives. Each of us has a personal B.C. and A.D., even if the A.D. begins in the earliest days of life at baptism. Like all of history, our lives are divided between the time when we were in darkness and without Christ in our world, and the time when we began to walk in light because Jesus Christ was with us. One of the tragedies of the American church, however, is that we have often lost the light and chosen to walk in darkness again, largely on the basis that, since I am already saved, it doesn't matter that much how I live. Young Christians today, and not only young Christians, live lives that are increasingly difficult to distinguish from the lives of unbelievers. Jesus, the light of the world, has been so covered by darkness that the world can no longer see him in us, which means it will not see him at all. We are all supposed to, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, be transformed from glory to glory before the watching world, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But what if the light has become darkness? St. Paul commands us, therefore, not to sleep or slumber, but to be watchful and sober. It is easy in this world to be lulled back to sleep, to fall into a daydream that soon becomes a night dream that eventually is transformed into the nightmare of a darkness without Christ. For it is at night that men get drunk, and it is at night that men sleep. To the degree that we allow our lives to become senseless to God and intoxicated by the things of this world, we have allowed the darkness and chaos to come back into God's world. To the degree that we sleep while Christ has already raised us with him, we walk in darkness, and will become sleepier and sleepier until, like the lotus eaters, we want to do nothing but to sleep in darkness. But praise be to God, who has commanded light to shine out of darkness, and who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:6. In light of the great light to which we are called, let us remember to comfort and encourage each other daily, as St. Paul reminds you. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor darkness.
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio, Radio in the Anglican Way.